In the lunchtime edition, the political future of attorney Michael Lashley in the opposition DLP now in doubt after the party selects a new candidate for the St. Philip North constituency. The family of the 14-year-old injured in yesterday's Nelson Street shooting voice outrage over the incident. Meantime, the head of the Barbados Christian Council expresses deep concern about the gun violence in the country and calls for a national effort to deal with it. The church community again stressing their opposition to the Vibes Cartel Easter concert here, and three people, including a mother and daughter, charged for possession and trafficking of more than $500,000 worth of cocaine. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. As you heard, the political future in the Democratic Labour Party of Attorney-at-Law Michael Lashley now in doubt after the opposition party selects his cousin and fellow lawyer, Simon Clark, as the DLP candidate for the St. Philip North constituency in the next general election, Chantel Legal Gibson reports.
His colleague Simon Clark has been selected to represent St. Philip North whenever the next general elections are called. Mr. Lashley, a prominent attorney at law, was a member of parliament for St. Philip North from 2003 to 2018 and received the most votes for the DLP in the last general elections in 2022 when the ruling BLP won 13-0 for a second consecutive time. Clark, who is a cousin of Lashley and his colleague at the bar, received a nomination over at least three other aspirants. Sources tell Starcom Network News that Lashley wrote the executive indicating his unavailability following an offer for a meeting in regards to his future with the party, but never received an acknowledgement or an alternative date. Meanwhile, Starcom Network can also confirm that well-known political hopeful Kimar Stewart is no longer employed with the office of the opposition leader. Chantel Legal Gibson, Starcom Network News.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell says there have been whispers for months now of a rift between Mr. Lashley and the new leadership of the opposition DLP. However, he believes the shift away from Mr. Lashley weakens the DLP's chances of retaking the seat.
The loss of Lashley is a loss of a kind of secure position in St. Philip North in terms of its possibility to be able to overturn the Barbados Labour Party there. But we have been hearing for months now that that was a bit of a shaky situation because I don't think that he was clear on his loyalty to the new establishment in the Democratic Labour Party. But yeah, as a political base in himself, he's one of the few people that had a political base that was beyond the party itself. So to lose that is to lose some security and a certain level of certainty in relation to what the party might expect from St. Philip North. So it is a loss for the Democratic Labour Party, but I think they would have calculated that it was very possible that they would lose him because of his political postures in the last few months, probably even more than that.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell in the Lunchtime Edition. The family of the 14-year-old boy injured in yesterday's Nelson Street shooting have voiced outrage over the incident. The youngster was sitting at Bailey's Corner Shop yesterday evening when the shooting occurred. A bullet grazed him at the back of the head. He was treated and discharged from hospital last night. Family members showed Starcom Network News the chair he was sitting in, stating he had just moved a 4-year-old from that spot right before the shooting. A visibly distraught Michelle Samuels, the mother of the victim, spoke about the ordeal and the thought of losing her son.
It really taken a toll upon me. He was just sitting and watching TV. And the fellow that did the shooting, he just come shooting with no remorse for nobody, nothing. And he's sitting down yesterday, minding his own business, watching TV, and a bullet come through the shop, through the barrel, graze my son, come out, graze the other little boy. If they told him the lost their life now, what would be told to us mothers? Sorry can't bring them back. And this gun violence going on too long, too regular, every 2 seconds. gunshot. These are children. It wasn't even an hour after the little boy from Lodge got buried yesterday.
Meanwhile, the mother of the 11-year-old who was staying with relatives at the shop at the time says her son is traumatized.
I give thanks that my son is alive because he could have been gone today. My son had just came from that funeral for the boy at large school because he go to school with him. Understand? And you know, he was out on the road playing or anything. He was in the comfort of his home eating a meat roll. That's what ordeal. Something really drastic really need to happen. Because two innocent lives could have been lost yesterday. Two innocent lives could have been lost as of their own comfort of a home. One watching the TV and one just, you know, eating. My child is very traumatized right now.
The mother of the 11-year-old, who we're told was also grazed by a bullet in the Nelson Street shooting. The chairman of the Barbados Christian Council, Reverend Dr. Cicely Atchill Horsford, says she is deeply concerned about the gun violence and urges a national effort to deal with it.
We are outraged with the level of gun violence in Barbados. And we want to do something. We, as a nation, has to do something. It has to be all hands on deck. It's not just the church or not just the government, not just the gang leaders, not just whoever. It's all of us together. First have to admit that something is wrong. First, secondly, to find out what definitely is wrong and then tackle this problem. It's getting out of hand.
She joins with other church leaders who are opposing the Easter concert here of Jamaican Dancehall Artist Vibes Cartel, some of whose lyrics, they say, have in the past promoted gun violence. And speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tax Calling program, co-director of the Spiritually Aware Group, Sean Apache Carter, who recently led a protest march against the Easter concert, doubled down on the issue.
We don't need Vibes Cartel with his gun violence messages in the nation at this time, penetrating and influencing our young men's mind. Music is part of culture. Music has always been a part of the culture. The reason why that even the move of the Rastafarian movement, reggae was very, very much a part of that culture. You can't separate music from the culture. You have been encouraging this culture. It was a subculture that slowly emerged and has surfaced. And what we're dealing with now, again, is the fruit of the subculture that has surfaced.
Co-director of the Spiritually Aware Group, Sean Apache Carter. Three people, including a mother and daughter, have been charged for possession and trafficking more than $500,000 worth of cocaine. A statement from the Barbados Police Service says the Narcotics Unit and the Financial Crimes Unit have arrested and jointly charged 21-year-old Abu Zarhans of Ocean View Road, Spooner's Hill, St. Michael, 55-year-old Lisa Walcott, and her 19-year-old daughter, Destiny Greenwich, both of 2nd Avenue, Welchman Hall, St. Thomas, for the drug offenses that were allegedly committed at 2nd Avenue, Welchman Hall, St. Thomas. The three are accused of trafficking with intent to supply possession and importation of 10.6 kilograms, that's about 23 pounds of cocaine valued at $530,000. In addition, Abu Hans and Destiny Greenwich have been charged jointly for money laundering in relation to $36,667. Abu Hans has also been charged separately for laundering $69,802.45. Our top stories. The future of attorney Michael Lashley in the opposition DLP now in doubt after the party selects a new candidate for the St. Philip North constituency. The family of the 14-year-old injured in yesterday's Nelson Street shooting voice outrage over the incident. They want something done about the gun violence. That view shared by the head of the Barbados Christian Council, Dr. Cicely Atchill Horsford, who has expressed deep concern about the violence and calls for a national effort to deal with it. The church community again stressing their opposition to the Vibes Cartel Easter concert here, and three people, including a mother and daughter, charged for possession and trafficking more than $500,000 Barbados dollars worth of cocaine. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.